Two pages of 40 verses for Li Gong in return for his painting of the pines. A cool dew covers 10,000 plants. I open the scroll to reveal the old pines. Everywhere the mountains are covered with a sea of green. How they grow on such peaks remains to be seen. Unaided, their lonely roots spread far. With nature's vigor, the trunks are straight. A distinguished mien graces their crest, as sturdy as a brave knight's chest. The branches extend gently, hanging down, suddenly coiling upwards as if to snatch the empty sky. Like hornless dragons, they flee, rushing up to the clouds silently. Tender leaves grow from youthful sprigs, soft as fox fur swirls and rolls, thick and rich as a child's frowsy forehead, or a beautiful concubine's dark eyebrows instead. Looking long at your work dazzles me, then suddenly it changes into fresh, glorious scenes. Sir, please forgive what I said about the straight and true. Now they seem to drag and pull at a woman's lithe figure. They dip down into a bleak and forlorn place, as if in green kingfisher quilts draped, or like the maidens of Ji Luo, their faces adorned as daybreak's light radiant pours. One wonders how such tender brush strokes capture this hardy spirit, or when thick challenge the celestial woodman's tools. Sparrows and swallows above are ever quieter, the fog arises often ever thicker. The thick lotus is shamed when sunset arrives so soon, the green bamboo that it is so empty inside. Perhaps the pines may assume the shape of a phoenix charm, or shelter the dragon that makes the rains form. The cassia trees of Huai Mountain curl and fall, the mulberry trees of Shu form a canopy. Branches appear so fragile and weak, wherefore this power so deep? In olden times, one knew of the Xianyang King. Recently, one speaks of He of Ji Mountain. A pine may be blessed as a god, or become a high minister when an emperor nods. Finally, the southern lands and the northern capital, the distant fog and rain combine. With each night of quiet and peace, will the southwest wind arise or cease? Once, a great beauty appreciated you, as one would a moon-shaped clock. More than her 18 or 19 jewelry baskets she cared, or her red, fragrant silk in countless layers. A demon stole into her chamber, spread wide its dense net to catch the Luan. A carmine-feathered arrow proved its lethal intent. To be or not to be was settled in an instant. Life is like the green seas and the moon. Death treads the frosty outskirts of fairyland. All that she handled in her life was lost and dispersed through servants and strife. I have heard of the monster-revealing mirror, as well as the celestial's sharp sword. For each body there resides a space where common things have no place. His Excellency grasped this picture, and for it sought a suitable owner. Being the chosen one pleases me. I smile and walk with a light step, you see. In return, I gave him the chin with lacquered birds. I hung you among curtains of true pearls. Then summer was steamy and hot. Inside it was more like deep winter than not. I recall days I rebuffed the carriage rides, and I studied the way at East Yuyang Mountain, where in their thousands clustered the pines, and the road led to Qingyuan Shrine. One would chant the dark cloud song, holding the golden lotus in one's palm. The thick haze curled about my rainbow-colored sleeves, their light reflecting off of the bamboo stalks and leaves. Damn, how I have fallen into this mortal net so low, and I will leave lost to the emperor like his bow. My soul arises to the heavenly temple with devotion. I view the morning sun and its brilliance rise over the ocean. In the end, this purple phoenix will finally return, having entrusted you to old Fusang.